The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh,
Botox, birthdays, and radio spins. Birthdays, Botox, and radio spins. That's the content on tonight's radio menu. Should I get some Botox? Should I go from a strong 4.5 to a 5.5 just by injecting some bovine toxin in my forehead? Australia decided, as well as the Chinese man who came into the studio. Zhang was his name, and talking was his game. Also, it was Shuey Louie's birthday, so we decided to give her a nice old birthday surprise, as if the Stockman hadn't cherished her enough. And also, old radio breaks from Christmas past. We spun the wheel and heard some more terrible blokes from the annals of time. Enjoy the quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show exchange student.
Hello, Marilyn. It's Zhang.
It's Zhang.
Me and Zhang have just been dancing. You were too as well, Lakey, yeah, to that song. It was fun, wasn't it, Zhang?
Bit of dancing. Bit of fun dancing. Zhang, I'm growing some bok choy in my Woolworths Discovery Garden. Bok choy is a Chinese vegetable. Would you like to try any bok choy during your stay?
Yes? Mm.
Sorry, I kind of follow you.
No, he doesn't understand. No. I'll show him a little later, Shuey Louie. Anyway, we've got bigger fish to fry at this point in time. Danny Lakey, considering Botox.
Wow.
Just a little bit of tox. Just a little bit of tox.
This is huge from you because I've often pointed out the frown lines on your forehead.
You're part of the problem.
Sorry.
You have started an avalanche of paranoia about the lines in my forehead. Something that I never cared about before. Mm-hmm. Something that I thought, oh, who even cares about these lines? And you've brought it up. A couple of ladies that I've been kissing recently have brought it up. And even Kitty, the music director, came the other night. You might have been in New Zealand. She comes right up to me and goes, oh, God, you need to get rid of those lines, Dale.
Wow. That's a lot of people to be coming to you saying you got lines in your forehead.
You know what? I found myself in the mirror the other night staring at the lines, and I put a credit card in my forehead line, and it stayed there.
You can crunch them.
That's how deep.
Wow. You doing that. Don't do that. They're very deep.
God! Is this what Botox is designed for? Is this the exact reason Botox is a
100%.
Thing? 100%. Women get really paranoid about the lines on their forehead.
Yep, it'll get right in between your brows and you won't be able to move your forehead. I need it too. I'm very expressive. Look at that. I could crunch a credit card up in there.
You could crunch it when you frown, but when you're resting face, you can't really see them. The thing is, when I'm resting, it looks like I'm still frowning.
Yeah, I can see them very vividly right now and you are just sitting there normally.
Look. Being a man with an addictive personality who's 5 years sober, hashtag every day's a struggle, it does weigh in my mind that I may get addicted to the tox.
Oh, God, I'm just imagining you just full plastic. We'd be filming videos and you just wouldn't even
move. Ridiculous. It'd be absolutely ridiculous. Ladies can get tox without a problem. There's no reason why a lady can't get a bit of bovine toxin. She'll talk about it the next day and no one will battle ash. If I come in with tox the next day, all hell will break loose.
And everyone would notice because those frowns were.
Yes, all right, I know. Look, I want to know if there are any dudes out there getting any tox on 13, 10, 60.
Have you had tox, tox, tox? Have you had tox, tox, tox? Are you a man who's had tox?
Yeah, I feel calling it tox instead of Botox could be the thing that makes a little cooler.
Kind of makes it like a bit of a click. Like, you had tox, man?
Yeah, you got tox? Hey, tux over there. I'll buy a little bit of tux off you, babe. Zhang. Chinese foreign exchange student. What is the tux scene like with males in Shanghai?
Anyone?
Thinking pensively. Unsure
Come
if he's going
to
say anything.
To the microphone.
More just looking and giggling. No, he doesn't understand.
No?
He doesn't understand that. He's tapping out of that one. And it's a tough question. I don't blame Zhang for tapping out of that one. 13, 10, 60. Any blokes out there with a little bit of tox action can remain anonymous. Amanda on 13, 10, 60. Say ni hao to Zhang, please.
Hi. How are you doing?
Not fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Amanda, should I get the tox?
Absolutely. I'm 1,000% for Botox.
That's a strong recommendation for the tox.
How much tox have you had, Amanda, and where? Like, are you even going for the little bits around the eyes that,
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My first time around the eyes was 2.5 weeks ago. So I get the three spots. You get your frown, your forehead, mm-hmm. and my first time around the eyes was like 3 weeks ago. And it has just freshened up my face. Like, oh. But I'm also the type of person that if I have something to say, it usually comes out of my mouth. Huh. But there's a good chance I also express it on my face.
Oh, so that is a bit of an issue with the tox.
So if I have Botox, then I always come across as being a nice, friendly person, and they can't always read what it is that I'm thinking.
Well, I am not a very nice, friendly person, so that's
no, me either. I'm not friendly. And it usually comes out of my face. And if it doesn't, you can definitely tell it on my face. And being in customer service, this has saved my life.
Yes. Riddle me this one, Amanda. Is it true once you tox... Yep.
Carry on, Jack.
Go, Jack.
She thinks that in herself, she was a lot friendly.
Yes, Jack.
Yeah.
Maybe others don't think so.
Yeah. Nailed it. Lower Zhang's microphone down for half a second there, but great culture. Amanda, is it when you start the tox, can you stop the tox? Or are you now in a toxic journey for the rest of your life? Because that's what I'm afraid about.
So the thing is, I get Botox, and if I was to ever say to someone, I'm going to go and get Botox, but you don't even look like you need Botox. And that's the response you need right there. Do you know why I don't need Botox? Because I've had it.
You got the tox.
You already got it, girlfriend.
Yeah, reeks of addicted to the tox, if you ask me, though. Josh on 131060. You're a man with the tox.
I love the tox.
Whoa!
You can hear it in his
voice.
You
need the tox.
Do I really need the tox?
Yes, you do.
Let's put a little poll on the Instagram with my forehead, and I'll show you how many credit cards it can hold with the lines. And we'll see if people...
Lighten them in and out.
Yeah. Right. So were you addicted to the tox? Once you toxed, you couldn't stop?
That's exactly right. Wow. I mean, you've got to keep up that fresh look.
I know. Am I digging a hole that I won't be able to get out of? That's my question to you.
Josh, was your go-to the forehead as well?
Yeah, forehead and the frown line just in between both brows.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Lakey's got those as well, Josh.
Oh, no, it's full tox. We've got full Britney Spears toxic. Oh, no.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Right around the country it is, the Danny Lakey Late Show. Happy birthday. Ooh. Happy birthday to my confidant, Lulu. 26 years old today.
I know, I'm getting bloody old.
Yes, you've been spoiled all day. Spoiled rotten with the Stockman.
I have, and I came to work and had some tea bags on my desk.
Well, we know how much you like tea bags, Shuey Louis, so we did that. I bought you a nice tea mug as well.
You did, that was very kind.
Well, unfortunately, my birthday was only a month ago, and it's still fresh in my mind that you bought me a birthday present. So.
You did say that. You were like, damn it, you brought me one.
Powered by guilt, one of the great birthday presents. Look, all the birthday surprises are out of the way, apart from, well, let's say three.
Three.
We've got something out there at the moment, and you're blindfolded in studio. God. This is something that the Shy Guy has mostly organised. I take no responsibility for any freakouts on air. Any bad blood, please direct it towards the Shy Guy.
What has he done?
As he directs surprise number one into the studio. Be quiet, be quiet. We don't want to scare it. Or he, or she, or they, or whatever's coming in here. Remove the blindfold, Chewy Louie. Quiet, quiet, please, quiet. To the left. It's a small alligator, it's a small alligator. It's a small, whoa, don't scare the alligator. Chewy Louie has leapt 2 metres to the left. Back on mic, please. Don't be scared about the elastic band around its little snout. That is perfectly normal and perfectly legal. This is Ambrose and this is Dean.
I don't think I ever told you guys that I like alligators or crocodiles or whatever that is.
Shago must have missed the memo on that one. It's quite the specimen.
It's huge. It's looking at my eyes. Look at its tail.
I believe it's basically a modern day dinosaur, Dan.
It's basically a living dinosaur. Wow.
Is that huge. Rubber band safe? I don't think it is. I think, I've got a bomb.
Shui Louie, quiet, quiet.
It's more to protect the alligator than you.
Oh my God, it's staring. Don't come near me.
You are allowed to hold the alligator if you like. Go, give it a little bit.
No, no. Can I just touch it?
I'll
just...
Little touch.
Go on.
Very friendly. You've got nothing to be scared about.
Go on, there we go. The radio ratings depend on this, Shui Louie. Go on. Go on, quiet, quiet, quiet. Alligators can hear 5 times the normal amount a human can. She's got it. Yeah, she's holding the belly. Pretend it's a nice crocodile skin Chanel handbag.
It feels different to what I imagine. It's like a pair of boots.
Yeah,
leather boots.
There we go. It's always important to bring it back to fashion stakes for Shuey Lewin.
His eyes are looking backwards at me.
Passing birthday test number one. Light bulb back on Shuey Lewin for birthday surprise number two. I can promise you that this has the potential to get very rowdy and dangerous.
Some type of
so, Shuey Lewin, please trust the shy guy. Just let it happen. Let it.
Oh no!
Happen.
What are you putting around me?
Let it happen.
No.
Let it happen.
No.
Let it.
Oh my God! No! God! Get off me! No!
Let the Burmese python happen. Let the Burmese python happen. It's a slithery snake. I always see you sending your Instagram snaps about that slithery snake meme, so we thought you'd get a slithery snake in studio. Her safe word is chicken crimpy shape. So if she says that, Dean, back off. But apart from that, it's fair go.
Dean.
Dean has gone into the spooning position, a classic snake handler move.
It's a nice little cut-off.
Look at that slithery little snake.
Yeah, look at that slithery snake. There you go. Fluffy the Burmese.
I would probably not call a snake Fluffy.
You can check all this out on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram, by the way, as well. Shuey Lewin's birthday surprises. The Stockman, her boyfriend, has been showering her with gifts all day. Now the shy guy is also showering her with reptiles in the evening.
That's enough, Dean.
Let's go to surprise number three. This one,
guys,
I'm most nervous about.
I think I might have to tap out
at two. I am most nervous
about this
one.
You just put a python around my neck.
That was the shy guy and Dean. And may I remind you that you never said chicken crimpy shapes, which is your safe word. Blindfold back on as the crowds gather for the final stanza. You know how
this
radio
is
works. The main event.
Oh, good God.
Oh, wow. Shuey Lewin, I invite you to take off your mask and enjoy the birthday surprise. Something that Shuey Lewin has always wanted is to pet a koala.
So here we've got Gizmo, the two-year-old male.
Gizmo, the two-year-old male koala.
Star prizes at the Australian Reptile Park.
Wow. This was worth the snake and the alligator, Dean.
Isn't he beautiful?
Hi, look at your big eye, you little nose. He's so fluffy. Has he got chlamydia?
No, that was cleared up a couple of weeks ago.
He's got claws. God, he'd get a good pedicure and manicure.
Interesting things.
Oh my God, he's so cute. Can we take him home?
Important to remember that Gizmo is mulled out of his mind right now and had about three eucalyptus bongs just before he came into studio.
Hello, Gizmo. Oh, guys, this was worth it.
The python and the alligator.
Yeah. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Shuey Lewin. Well done, shy guy. You can see these animals and more for yourself. Head to reptilepark.com.au for more info and tickets. Thanks, Dean and Ambrose, as well.
Thanks, guys.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
It's time to spin the wheel
to find out whose old radio break will play.
Yes. All of us have a checkered amateur past.
Very.
In one avenue or another, either community radio or radio school. And everyone starts out shit. When you first start a bit of radio.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, speak for you last week when we had one of your breaks. And this is where we spin the wheel. Either myself, Shy Guy, the Geezer, or Shuey Lewin is where the wheel will land on. We'll play an old radio break. It might be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Some vintage classics. Some amateur classics. Brings me great joy to ask the Shy Guy to spin that wheel, Shy Guy. Give it a good spin, give it a good spin, give it a good spin. Shuey Lewin.
Oh, God, no.
Yes. All right.
That's not me.
Well, let's go to a Shuey Lewin radio break here. Well, as always, we'll play it first, and then you can explain yourself, Shuey.
Rebuttal.
When it was from. Your point of peace. Here we go.
Jackie Finn, that was 99 Problems by Jay-Z. Classic hip-hop song. You can't go wrong with old school hip-hop. I want to know the worst advice you've ever been given, whether it's from your mum, your dad, a random in the street, whoever, the worst advice. So give me a text on 022 50 96 100. And if the advice is pretty bad, I could be sending you a Jacked FM prize pack.
Sorry?
I like how you started really proper as if the Queen was back announcing that song.
Oh my God.
You can't go wrong
with a hip-hop classic.
That sounded like you were reading a story to like a kindergarten class.
It literally sounded so rehearsed. Can I at least give myself a bit of context around that?
2 seconds.
99 Problems by Jay-Z. Classic hip-hop songs. You can't go wrong with old school hip-hop. I want to know... you one can't of the very go deep wrong breath with old school hip hop. That was one of my first voice breaks ever on our radio station. That was the one that I did at the broadcasting school. God bless Jacked FM.
Jacked FM, yes. And what was
you
in the
can't go wrong with a hip hop classic, like
what was in the prize pack?
Wrong with old school hip hop, probably I don't know some shit vouchers,
and a water bottle and a beer
bumper
coaster
sticker.
Oh god! And you can just hear the music passion just rolling through.
You can't go wrong with old school hip hop.
Yeah, we got it. I like the hip hop classics.
All right, let's spin it again, right. Shy Guy. Get the wheel spin.
Please land on Shy Guy to redeem myself.
Shy Guy.
Oh.
All right, here we go. God. Let's go to a Shy Guy break. This will be interesting. Here we go.
The weekend, can't feel my face. Oh. You're on Soda Radio. It's Luke hanging out with you. Let me know what you're doing on Twitter. And, yeah, there's a lot more happening. Going to play some new stuff now for you.
And, yeah.
You know what? That's still one of my best breaks.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.